Hello, and welcome to Make It Clear, a conversational podcast about all things related to water and wastewater. I'm your host, Angela Bounds, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sean Rapp. In each episode, we'll tackle a relevant topic with facts and expert opinions and make things clear.
Hello, and thanks for joining us again. So today, we're going to start a new series. As you know, we manufacture products for various infrastructure projects around the world. Most of our projects are focused in water and wastewater. And we thought that it would be really cool to bring in some of the people that are dealers and distributors of our products across the world. And so today we're starting with Steve Berry from Aqua. Steve founded Aqua. He is the current president of Aqua. They're located in North Carolina. And we thought it'd be fun to bring him in and have a conversation. You'll hear various podcasts throughout the upcoming months and hopefully beyond, where we'll be interviewing dealers and distributors. They're really the ones that are closest with engineers, installers, operators, and we just thought it would be a great idea to bring them in for them to give you their perspective, right? Their perspective is going to be a little bit different than ours. So we just thought that'd be important. So, hi, Steve.
Hi, Angela. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And then, as always, Sean is here with us. So Sean keeps us in line, keeps us rolling. Make sure we don't say anything we shouldn't.
Thankfully, that's not a hard job anymore.
Right. All right. So, like I said, we really just want to have a conversation with Steve. So, Steve, first of all, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you? So,
sure.
You're the owner and president of Aqua. You're located where in North Carolina?
So, we're out of Wilson, North Carolina, which is just east of Raleigh. Right on I-95, about 45 minutes east of Raleigh.
Right. And tell us a little bit about why you got into the business. I'm always fascinated to hear people's origin stories, because this is not like, you know, you don't sit around the table at 4 years old.
Sure.
Well, unless you're in my family, but most people don't sit around the table at 4 years old. Yeah, or yours, right? Like, unless your parents are in the industry. Like, you don't sit around the table and think, I really want to go into wastewater.
Yeah, sure.
So tell us how it all started for you.
Sure. Well, you're right. Didn't necessarily come ahead naturally. My father was in the military. He was a retired military officer when we started the business. I actually started in the wastewater business through the regulatory route. I was a health inspector in Tampa, Florida, in Hillsborough County for a couple of years, and kind of poked my head up, you know, one day and decided I wanted to get into the private side of the business after supervising a group of seven guys that were doing, you know, on-site evaluations and digging holes and, you know, doing inspections of systems. And so I had learned about the industry to a certain extent that way, and then saw an ad for another treatment technology that was in a trade rag there, and decided I'd throw my hat in the ring for that. Got that job, worked the Florida market for a little while, and then worked the whole Southeast for a bit out of Birmingham. And, and then again, after a little while, got a little fire in my belly to start my own business. About that time, my dad was retiring from the Army, and, you know, he was getting offers to go and work in a think tank in DC and whatnot, but decided he wanted to do something with me. And
that's
so, I had one of those middle of the night, you know, revelations of, you know, write down a business plan kind of thing, wake up and draft something out, and Aqua was born. So
nice.
It was good. And then we started in 2002 wanted to start in this North Carolina market. It was good, you know, pretty progressive kind of market for wastewater systems and wastewater treatment, and decided to start here. Had some conversations with Orenco about the Advantex, knowing where I had come from and what I had sold before. I knew the market here and knew what I wanted to be able to service. And so, you know, the starting place for us was out there on the coast, those big rental homes, we call them rent machines.
Rent machines, right. Yeah.
Yep. So those rent machines are, you know, 10, 12 bedroom monstrosities. They're weekly rentals, so they could have zero flow one day, one week, and be at, you know, 1,500, 2,000 gallons a day the next week. And so I knew I wanted the Advantex for that. Because it'll take those kind of hits, whereas, you know, other technologies can suffer. And so we had reached out and had communication there at Orenco with Bill Cagle and some other guys. And so we got a dealership and started working it. And that was back in 2002. And so it's been good to us. We've enjoyed our time and learned a lot along the way.
Yeah, it's been a good relationship for sure. It's been a journey. That's for sure.
It has.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the company? So you guys focus primarily on wastewater treatment.
We do. We are, you know, we describe ourselves at times as, you know, all Orenco or all Advantex all the time. And we sell and then we service Advantex equipment in the Carolinas, and we sell commercial systems in Virginia now as well. And so...
So you're covering the gamut from commercial to residential.
Correct. Except for in Virginia, we're commercial dealers only. But in the Carolinas, we cover residential as well as commercial. And it's, you know, Vantex is pretty much all we do, or Orenco stuff is all we do. And so we get a chance to focus on that here in the marketplace. And now, having done what we've done over the years and seeing systems in the ground, you know, operationally for 20 years, we are able to really give our clientele, whether that's installers or engineers or whomever, you know, a real look at how the systems run over that time frame. And so there's really not much when it comes to Advantex that we haven't seen or done or been exposed to. And so we can help people avoid, you know, any problems that they may have, you know, on whether it's on the design up front, on the installation, any of those little trip hazards along the way that can happen with any type of technology. But, you know, and the Advantex is pretty bulletproof, but it's not bulletproof. It's, you know, it's something that you need to take care of and needs to be designed and operated and installed properly. And so we've learned a lot of that along the way, and we can convey that to folks. And then in the last couple of years, we've also done some, we also do a little bit of engineering, not necessarily direct to consumer engineering, but for our engineer clientele. So if an engineer reaches out and he hasn't done an Advantex before, whether that's a little residential system or a fairly complex system, we can, you know, in-house support him with some of that engineering support, you know.
Some of the design work.
Yeah, the design work and you know, if he's got a site plan and knows some of the, you know, siting issues in regards to the drain field and has all that stuff squared away, we can do the rest of the work for him if they want it. Usually we send that out to our engineers that we already work with, but if it's we do it in some niche kind of situations there. And then do the same thing as far as the contracting. So if it's a if you know, a good example is a large industrial outfit that we just wrapped up a few months ago. They had no outside consulting engineers. They're kind of out in the sticks, so they're not near any mm-hmm. of our contractors. And mm-hmm. so we basically gave them a package, and here, we'll do the whole thing for you. And it turned out good.
Good. That's awesome.
So what's the largest system you've ever done in gallons per day?
90,000 gallon per day design flow. That was before Maxes. So we did it with, I want to say, 16 AX100s.
They work.
On that job.
They work. Yeah.
They have worked. And that was for a residential application to a surface drip. Mm-hmm. Was the final dispersal.
And oh, wow.
It's still up and running well, just north of Charlotte.
Nice.
Nice.
So you told us about how you got into the business, but what kind of keeps you in the business? What keeps you in the industry?
Well, so we're a family business. While I would say that, you know, helping customers solve problems and, you know, all of that, it does still ring my bell. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing that. I've kind of, you know, get to have my feet in different areas of the business now, which is fun. You know, mm-hmm. Like I said before, we've done a few contracting projects and here recently with large max units and pretty customized kind of jobs. And mm-hmm. those are interesting. Doing a little bit of some of the big projects and big sales are always nice. Residential stuff is always steady, but I'd say the part that actually keeps me in the business at this point is the personally would be working with my employees and working, mm-hmm. You know, to make us better.
Right.
And allow for my employees to, you know, grow within their sphere of the business. And sure. And developing their aptitude and right. excellence within the part that they work on, I think is the part that I enjoy. And so, you know, we've done a few things. We recently bought a new building and it's new to us building.
mm-hmm. Right.
That's given us a lot more room to do some things here and spread out. That's been good. You know, my son started in just the last couple of years with us, and he's got his engineering degree, and my oldest son, both he and his younger brother they worked as soon as before they could drive, they worked here, kind of like you,
Angela. I do know how that goes. Yeah.
You know how that goes. So they've been around the business their whole life. As soon as they could drive, they were out doing servicing on maintenance and systems and pulling samples and whatnot. So, you know, I've literally talked them through, you know, wiring a panel that got messed up or whatever out there, you know, them not knowing anything and me saying, don't touch this wire, you know.
The proper phrase would be turn the power off.
That's right.
Before that's touching right. anything.
That's fair. That's fair. But anyway, so helping, you know, them and of course working with my father and working hiring new employees and so, you know, I've turned, while I still enjoy and I feel like I've still got the aptitude for doing the close in stuff on on a project, whether that's talking an installer through a, you know, an RT installation, or like literally my phone will ring and I'll pick up something, you know, that just happened the other day on Friday after Thanksgiving, you know, an installer calls me up, hey, help me with this. I still do that. I don't know that that's not necessarily, you know, what rings my bell. What I'm really trying to figure out is how to get those installers to call the appropriate people and them to then learn along the way, because you know, as a scoutmaster once told me, you know, if you, he was a great guy, a Vietnam veteran, told me, Steve, if you don't learn how to delegate, he saw me running around the campsite trying to do everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you don't learn how to delegate, then all you're going to ever be able to do is what you can do. Mm-hmm. And he was absolutely right. And so I've tried to learn to delegate, to have that. And we've got some great people here. And so it's becoming easier and easier to do that. That's what keeps me around though, Sean, is that work.
That's great. That's great.
How many people do you have working for you now?
We're up to 18 full-time mm-hmm. employees, and we've got, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 part-timers at any point in time. You know, nice. Summers typically, you know, we'll have a soccer player or something that wants to do a summer job or something. Hey, coach, can we do this? So I'll let them come and do some part-time work, and that helps mm-hmm. as well.
Nice. All right. So tell us about your favorite project.
Sure. It's a little difficult to pinpoint and say an actual, you know, single project. I would really kind of classify it more as a class of projects. And that's in recent years, with the advent of the AX Max, we've mm-hmm. really been able to target and go after package plant replacements. So mm-hmm. activated sludge or extended air plants, and be able to resolve people's issues with those type of replacements. There's a mm-hmm. bunch of systems out there that you're taking old style, not old style, that's not a large municipal style mm-hmm. treatment, right? Activated sure. sludge right. or extended air treatment, and you're trying to use it for smaller flows, and it's just a problem. And right. you know, we're operators here first and foremost at heart, right? Everything we build is, right. and or we sell is done with extreme ownership in mind, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure you sell, design, install, whatever this system as if it was in your mother's yard, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way we go about these things. And so we can really talk to somebody, and we've got a number of our guys here who have operated activated sludge plants mm-hmm. and little package plants for mobile home parks or RV parks. Like it's a nightmare to try to keep mm-hmm. those things running properly. Right. And so we can speak to that firsthand. And so we talked to folks, and we've had really good success with getting that, you know, engineers or folks to understand the value of the simplicity of operation of an Advantech system. Mm-hmm. And what really helps, the reason I like the package plant replacement so much is mm-hmm. that there's experience. They have experience of having right. tried to operate it. I'm not talking mm-hmm. to somebody who has never operated or never seen one.
Right.
We're talking about one that is just a disaster. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
and yet we get to go and replace it with something that is so much easier. So a good example, we did a couple of mobile home parks a few years ago for an ownership group, and replaced their old activated sludge plants, which were a train wreck, a dumpster fire. They stunk. Mm-hmm. They were loud. They were generating sludge. They weren't meeting limits. Like, it was bad, 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 bad. So we went and did replacement with Max's, and these are both MPDS type permits. It's worked out really well, and it worked out so well that we hired the guy that was trying to operate the old plants, and now he works for us nice. And operates a bunch of Advantech systems. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
Nice.
It's been good.
It's interesting. I think that actually operating systems gives you a depth of perspective that is really hard to come by.
No question.
Unless you've done it. I know that I used to give one of the presentations I used to give, I found myself constantly saying, you know, we did this because it's easier to operate, right? Like the whole reason Vericom exists is because we wanted to make it easier for operators.
No question.
So that they could see what they were walking into, so they could know if it was a float chattering or not. And there's just so many product evolutions in, you know, the move from effluent screens to biotube filters. That was in large part driven by the servicing of effluent screens.
Right.
Like let's make something that's easier to service. So I just think it gives you a perspective.
No question. And it helps us sell. Right? So when we talk to customers, you know, I've always told, you know, any of our salespeople that you don't have to oversell. We're not trying to sell. We're just trying to resolve people's problems. The selling just happens because of that. You know, and you know, a perfect example is I'm not trying to sell anything to anybody other than the fact that I'll tell you that this weekend, 4-day weekend, right? Thanksgiving through Sunday, I've got 7 guys that work for me. Nobody had an on-call emergency that they had to go to this weekend, right? And we service 1,000, give or take, systems around the Carolinas that are servicing, you know, probably in total, you know, in excess of a million gallons a day.
Right.
So over 1 million gallons a day, system spread all over the Carolinas. And this weekend, you know, Thanksgiving Day weekend, we didn't have to have anybody do an on-call out. If you didn't have Vericom, you would absolutely have had to have gone out.
You
absolutely would have had an emergency call this weekend.
Because you don't know.
Because you don't know. Whereas here, we can look at it and we can say, and we did have some alarms. That's not to say we didn't have alarms this weekend.
Right.
With 1,000 customers.
Holiday weekend. Yeah.
You absolutely are going to have some alarms. No question.
It's going to happen.
But between the Vericom and, you know, we've got a community system. Creekstone Homeowners Association is one that owns it. It's a great example for decentralized wastewater, right? Step to centralize. We've got now 3 maxes. We've got room for a 4th in the future if we want to. We have phased each of those in. It goes to surface drip irrigation through the trees. It's a perfect, you know, situation. And the value to the builder is he gets more lots. You know, the value to the environment is they get, you know, basically reclaim wastewater put in through trees. So it gets taken up even more. So there's like win, right? And the builder gets to go in and build on smaller lots. So it went into alarm this weekend, went into alarm on the EQ side of the TCOM. I checked it with my phone. I check it with my phone. It's like, it's you know, turkey day, right? It's 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving. They're washing dishes.
Too many people are hosting.
So what? We keep our eye on it. It's not going on the ground. It's okay. The system will recover. It'll be fine. It'll catch itself.
Yeah.
If you had not had that, you would have deadheaded out there. Or somebody would have deadheaded. One of my guys would have deadheaded out there on Thanksgiving to go repair it. Like, and so when you have stories like that that happen right in front of your eyes, it's easy to sell Advantix. It's easy to sell telemetry. At that point, we just roll with it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right. Well, this has been a great conversation.
Yeah.
Normally, what Sean and I do is point people to our website or our customer service line.
Okay.
However, if you'd like to, you can give people your 800 number or your phone number. So if you are in the Carolinas and need help, whether you are an engineer in the Carolinas and you're putting in a project, or you are homeowner or a homeowners association.
Certainly.
Or you need service. You can call Steve's staff, maybe not Steve directly, but you can call Steve's staff at Aqua and they'll help you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, in the Carolinas or in Virginia, we do all kinds of creative solutions using Advantex, you know, multi-stage situations for, you know, really tight nutrient limits if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Any number of different applications that are out there. We've done NPDES permits, surface drips, subsurface drain fields, you know, which like South Carolina, they call tile fields. Still, mm-hmm. I'm not sure why, but we do love the low country. So any of those type of applications, if you've got them, please feel free to reach out. Get us at www.aqwa.net. That's aqwa.net. We've got pretty good resources on our website there of case studies and a number of different applications, some of our drawings and such that can be used. And then you can also, of course, call us at 888-552-2792. That's 888-552-2792 and reach us here and we'll be happy to help you out with any of those problems that you've got.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Steve.
Happy to be here.
I think I speak for both Sean and I in saying that we both greatly enjoyed the conversation.
Very much so.
I enjoyed it as well, and I'm super grateful to Orenco for all their products and hard work and dedication over the years. And we've enjoyed being a partner and enjoy for looking forward to 20 more years.
Absolutely. All right. And thanks all of you for listening.
We want to thank you again for joining us today. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe where you listen to podcasts so you're notified when new episodes are posted. Also, you can leave your comments or suggestions through the contact link on our website, www.orenco.com. Until next time, have a great day.